poll, plurality say Biden endorsement makes them less likely to support a candidate. By Hannah Blow on November 10, 2022. An endorsement from President Biden makes an individual less likely to support a candidate, a Rasmussen Report survey released Tuesday found. The survey, released on Election Day, asked respondents, if a candidate was endorsed by President Joe Biden, would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for that candidate? A plurality, 46%, said a Biden endorsement would make them less likely to support a candidate, while 28% said it would make them more likely to support them. Nearly a quarter, 24%, said it would not make much of a difference. Further, a plurality of independents, 43%, also said a Biden endorsement of a candidate would make them less likely to support that individual. That was largely put to the test Election Day, as Americans headed to the polls for the first time since Biden took office. And while Republicans did not necessarily see the red wave they were hoping for, Biden's help was virtually useless in Florida, which saw overwhelming support for Governor Ron DeSantis, R., who won his re-election by over 1.5 million votes, and Senator Marco Rubio, RFL. President Biden, in a last-ditch effort to attempt to drag Democrat candidates across the finish line, stumped in Florida, propping up DeSantis challenger Democrat Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, and Rubio challenger Democrat Representative Val Demings, DFL. The top of the ticket races in the Sunshine State saw Republicans soundly defeating their Democrat challengers, despite their recruitment of the president. While the survey found that 40% said they would be less likely to vote for a candidate endorsed by former President Donald Trump, his endorsement record was still positive in this election. 174 wins and 9 losses, a great evening, and the fake news media, together with their partner in crime, the Democrats, are doing everything possible to play it down, Trump said in a Truth Social post. Amazing job by some really fantastic candidates. Meanwhile, 40% said they are less likely to vote for a candidate who was endorsed by former President Barack Obama. Democrats also recruited him in the final stretch. But he failed to secure a surefire victory for Democrats in one of the most highly anticipated races between Republican Herschel Walker and Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, in the Peach State. Neither have reached the 50% threshold, pointing to a runoff. Per Rasmussen reports, Obama's continued popularity may explain why Democrats have been sending him, instead of President Joe Biden, to campaign for candidates in the most crucial swing states in this midterm election year. Only 28% of voters say an endorsement from Biden would make them more likely to vote for a candidate, while 46% say a Biden endorsement would make them less likely to vote for a candidate. 24% say Biden's endorsement wouldn't make much difference in their vote. Former President Donald Trump's endorsement is also more valuable than Biden's. 35% of voters say an endorsement by Trump would make them more likely to vote for a candidate, while 40% say they'd be less likely to vote for a Trump-endorsed candidate and 24% say Trump's endorsement wouldn't make much difference. The survey, taken November 2 to 3, 2022, among 1,000 likely U.S. voters has a plus/3% margin of error.